Good morning, Nuria.
Good morning, Miriam.
Recently we had a chance to hear you on the rainy night on the concert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was your first concert of this kind of music?
In jazz was my third concert. Yeah, 2 years ago I performed in Pitanga together with Anna and Eliani, who is not anymore here. And then a few months later I performed in Hyderabad, the program of jazz standards. And actually, well, it was my fourth, because also right after Hyderabad, I performed for a wedding here in Oroville. And I also, again, sang jazz standards.
I read that you are a professional singer, yeah? What led you to jazz?
I wanted to try something new. I have always sung classical music, and maybe like 5 years ago, I did a workshop with a singer, and she made us sing classical as well as film music and jazz standards. And trying out this, I discovered, an affinity or a passion to sing that, and I just wanted to continue working on that, and that's why I came to sing this.
Otherwise, you are a teacher and you also lead a choir, correct?
Yes, I teach in transition school since 17 years now. I teach music together with Matthew. We work together. And then I conduct the adult choir of Oroville since also 17 years, and the children choir. But just this year, I took a year off with the children choir because I was simply too busy.
You're too busy with the school?
With everything, no? The school, the choirs, myself. And I also give some singing lessons, private singing lessons.
To how many?
Well, it's adults, around 8-10 people. It keeps changing.
You're coming from?
From Spain, Catalonia, from the north of Spain. A city that's called Girona.
What brought you here?
Well, I would say brought me here the connection with Mother and Shurovindo. I came here 22 years ago to visit the place without knowing everything about Mother and Shurovindo, about Oroville neither. I came to visit my aunt. She lives here. And then I went back to Spain. And 2 years after being there in Spain, I felt very strongly I had to come back here. Yeah, it was a call. I didn't think about it. It was really, I felt it very strongly. And my partner too, so we came back together and here we are.
You discover up to now what the call was about?
It's an inner call, no? I felt very strong mother calling me. It's an inner call and a spiritual experience that I didn't have any doubt. It was very strong. So
I believe the music must be passion of your life.
Yeah, it is. It is. I only work with music and I live in the music. It's day and night. It's my work, it's my life, it's my passion. It's my field of experience and growth.
What was you studying? I mean, you are a musical teacher.
I studied in Barcelona. I have the degree, the career on musicology. Then I studied singing, and I studied a little bit of piano. That's it. I never studied conducting. When I came here, I started working in the school already, and I sang. I was working as a singer. And just 2 years after living here, the person that was conducting the choir left Oroville, and I was asked to take it up. I never have done this job, but my father is a conductor, my sister too, so I believe it's a little bit in the blood. So I just took up the job, and for 2 years I struggled a bit with this discipline, because it's not easy. You have people in front of you waiting for you to lead them, and you have to know very clear what you want, and you have to lead the group, and it's every week for every year. So for 2 years it was a little bit difficult, mainly musically, not leading the group of people, but to deal with all the musical work. But I enjoyed it, despite all the difficulties. I enjoyed it, and I felt I had also this passion in me of conducting. And then here in Auroville, I met several conductors through all these years. Many people come here, not to visit, and so I got teachings from them. In Spain, when I would go to Spain, I would also take some lessons on conducting, doing workshops. And this is how I came up, doing this work.
How it is to work with the children?
That's a good question. To work with children is not easy. You have to really love the work because it demands a lot. It demands a lot of physical energy, and it demands a lot of dedication. You really have to love to be with them and to teach what you are teaching, because it requires a lot of patience and endurance. To work with adults, it is in terms of make them do things and dealing with them, it's much more easier than with children. But sometimes, I don't know how to
finish this.
It's rewarding. But sometimes it's more difficult to make them do the things than the children. I don't know how to explain it.
Because they're grown-ups.
But sometimes, I will say it. Sometimes they listen a bit less than the children. But it's dealing with already grown up, so everybody has its own way of doing things, and it's more difficult to direct them sometimes. No?
How many people Auroville Choir got?
45. We are 45. Yeah, it's a big group. I would say throughout all these years, the average number it's 40, because sometimes we had been 38, sometimes 50, sometimes 47, sometimes 42. It oscillates between 40 and 45.
And there are more women or more men?
Now I'm very happy, because since 2 years it's quite balanced. Always we have much more women. Right now we have 28 women, and the rest are men, but it's good. It's well balanced. If you have less than the half, it's really out of balance. It's a bit more difficult. If you have a little bit more than the half, then it's okay. And the voices, the male voices we have now, are very strong. So it's good.
How you choose the repertoire
for the choir? You mean choose it? Sometimes I ask what they would like to do, but mainly I choose it because, in a way, it comes to me. I start to look. I always choose during summer, because summer is when we have a break. So I take my time to choose. I take a lot of different repertoires, different possibilities, and I play through. I go through them. I leave them on the piano. And when, after a few days, I just feel which one we have to take next. Mm. I try to keep a variety of repertoire, because we have a lot of people in the group, and there are a lot of different tastes. And so, in a way, I like to keep everybody happy. So
I believe it's not really easy to choose.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes it depends on what I choose. I can feel sometimes at the beginning a little bit of resistance from some members, but very little resistance. Actually, when we start working and they start to enjoy the work and the music, then, all these resistances and judgments, they kind of disappear, because the power of music just takes its way, and then you see, thanks to the music, that we come to an agreement, and then we, at the end, we all enjoy what we are doing. Every year we do one performance. Sometimes we did two during the year, meaning, for example, one by December and one by February, March. But mainly we just do one by the end of the season, which is March, April.
What about children? Are they also dedicated to sing in a choir to perform?
Yeah, very much. As I said before, this year I took a year off because I was too busy. I wanted to try also to sing a bit myself because with the work I hardly have time for myself. And since I had a very small group, I thought, well, maybe this year I could take a rest, and next year if I have more children that would like to join, then I continue. The children love to sing. They love to sing. I have done this 17 years and they enjoy it very much, mainly the girls, because, well, there is that thing, no, that for boys is not so cool to sing in a choir or fashionable, the last year I had a very, very good group, boys and girls together.
Where we could hear them?
You can hear them mainly in Pitanga. Every year also I do a concert with them. In the past we did an opera. 4 years ago we did the musical Oliver together with the theater group. It was a very, very good production. We did also 3 concerts with the adults choir together and a little orchestra. This we did in 2000, in 2001 again, and in 2008 again. So it was a co-production with adult choir and children choir. The children, they love to sing. Sometimes you have to be a little bit behind to remind them to come regularly, every Saturday. But I know they have told me they really like it. Yeah. Usually I sing Western classical music. We also did film music. Not film music, music from musicals that are arranged for choir. We did also gospels. Now this year we are doing a program on Celtic music.
Wow.
Yeah, arranged for choir also. Last year we did opera. The year before we did a mass and a Magnificat by Mozart and by Martin. And yeah, we keep doing everything.
Otherwise, you're also busy with the Creeper project.
Oh yes, very much.
You say oh yes. What that means?
Well, it's not easy to build up something here.
Why?
Well, because it's first of all the project is a little bit ambitious. It's complex. We are trying to put 3 disciplines together: dance, music, and theater. So this requires a lot of meetings and talks about how we want the project to run. We are building with the government fundings, and it is a process that it takes time. This year also there is a lot of delaying in the construction, not only with Kripa, with many other projects. There is a problem with the workers, so that's why I say because now it's 3 years that we are trying to build only the first phase of Kripa, which is just a rehearsal room, a big rehearsal room, professional. It has an acoustic treatment. It has a wooden bouncing sprung floor for professional dancers. It has a mirror of 20 meters
for
length.
For the ballet dancers and the other dancers, wow.
And then we have also lights, a grip for lights for theater and for concerts. So I said it's a rehearsal room, that's right. That's the function of this room, but because it's the first phase of a huge project where we will have auditoriums also. But now for the coming years we will use this room, I also think, for performance, because it, for example, for us, for the choir, it's a room that it's 3 times bigger than Pitanga. Pitanga for us it's a bit too small. The sound has no space and the public are always sitting very piled up. Now it's necessary a space, a room with good acoustics, a little bit bigger, and Kripa will be the right place for this.
I've seen in the news notes that you're looking for a manager, so which means that you are about to finish the first phase.
Yes, Yes, we hope. It's difficult to say. We keep asking even the architects and they don't know anymore what to answer. I don't know. I really would like that by end of January, February, end of January, beginning February, maybe we can start to see the thing finishing up.
So we can look for the more concerts. Which is your favorite music?
Oof. I don't. I cannot answer this question. I like a lot of different types of music.
Like but today, what you would listen today?
today, at this time in the morning, I usually like to listen classical music. I don't like to say it's my favorite because, as I said, I like many different types of music. But it's the music, classical music is the music where I would say I feel at home. It's like the music I grew up with and I studied. So
out of classical music, what it would be today?
No. I would put some Irish music, instrumental.
The Spanish soul in Celtic roots.
Gypsy music.
Nice.
To cheer up a bit.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
When angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love. My heart above my head, do I see
right.